from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mr. Trump ready to wrap up trip to Asia. President Donald Trump is wrapping up a 12-day, five-nation tour of Asia dominated by talks on the North Korea nuclear threat and bolstering trade. After talks in Manila on Monday with the prime ministers of Australia and Japan, Trump promised to make a major statement on North Korea and trade when he returns to Washington this week, but he offered no details.
It'll be a very complete statement as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things.
The singing voice of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte at a gala dinner as the ASEAN summit got underway last night. President Trump, the morning after, thanking President Duterte.
And the show last night, the talent at that show, I assume mostly from the Philippines, was fantastic. Thank you. And you were fantastic, also very much from the Philippines.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte on the sidelines of the meeting. Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The severity of his injuries and reason for defecting were not immediately clear. Rescuers in Iran continued to dig through the rubble Monday in a search for survivors after a powerful earthquake that struck the day before on the Iran-Iraq border, killing more than 400 people. Iranian state media reported Monday the death toll was at 407, with thousands more injured there. This is VOA News.